Welcome back to the Repurpose Man podcast. Thanks for listening. Today we're going to be looking at why the little things matter. You know, overlooking the tiny things like a tiny nail, as the proverb illustrated, can have a big impact. But why do the little things matter? You know, seconds make up a minute, that makes up an hour, that makes up a day, and so on and so on. Each step gets you closer to the destination or to the top of the mountain. Each lesson or practice makes you more proficient. And you probably keep an album of photos capturing small moments of your children or family. But when seen together, they present a lifetime. You know, and then we have to know that the little things matter, the details matter, because there's no shortcut to success. And there's definitely no shortcut to being a faithful disciple of Christ. This speaks to our being good stewards of the time that God has given us. You know, the seconds, the moments, the days, the weeks, and the years that make up our earthly life. What are the small things in our walk? And I want you to consider, what are the small things in your walk? You know, I would propose that there's nothing small about our faith walk, but for sake of argument, what are the details? You know, John Wooden, the great basketball coach, the Wizard of Westwood, as he was known, said, "It's the little details that are vital. Little things make big things happen." And how often do we talk about the big picture or big picture principles in ways that distract us from the beauty and the power of the little things, of the little picture? It's not that the big stuff is unimportant, but sometimes if we allow ourselves to look more closely and even feel more deeply, we might discover how important the small stuff is. So what are the little things? What are the details in your walk? Well, the details are things like praying, getting into God's Word, worshiping, praising Him, not just on Sunday, fellowship and community, serving others, walking in the Spirit, basically putting God in the driver's seat, and knowing that the hardest seasons can bring the greatest depths of growth in our lives. It's in those times that we learn perseverance, deeper faith, and the awareness that God is with us no matter what we face. But what gets in the way of us taking care of the little things? Well, obviously and simply, life does. Life still rolls, and sometimes we feel like we're steamrolled by it. Time gets out of hand. We're filled up, our schedules are filled, and we seem like we're always behind the eight ball. But then there's something like pride, that we're really not willing to relinquish our lives to Christ, to God, and let Him have His way. And then there's just sin. Sin being there, keeping us from what God really intends for us as far as an abundant life. And then finally, I'd add that maybe it's you're immature in the faith and you're still growing and you're still trying to figure this thing out, or maybe for some, your faith isn't even active. So those are the things I think that get in the way of us taking care of the little things. And of all those things, I would add one more: not communicating with God. You know, God lives in our minutes, our details, and some of the things we call mundane or unimportant, He's placed as opportunities for growth. You know, I was driving to work this week, and I was anxious about the day, and I found myself being consumed about something that hadn't even happened, instead of spending that time in prayer to not only cast the burden on the Lord, but also as an opportunity to glorify Him in prayer. And this is what I've had to learn, you know, to pray, asking the Lord, "God, where am I right now? What are we working on? What are my thoughts overrun by? Things that I can't control, things in the future, things that keep me from living with You in this minute." And some of the biggest problems in life come from ignoring the small things. When you ignore the little details, you create stress fractures. Attention to detail for the little things impacts every area of your life, starting with your spiritual life. Well, I hope this helps you out. That's all for this week. Join me next week as I'll look at when you hit a wall and what to do about it. And please go on your favorite platform and rate and review the podcast. I'm Bob Dyer, and this has been the Repurposed Man Podcast.